So September is a time in Halifax when we reconnect. We return to our routines that were pleasantly, I might say, interrupted by the special and precious time that is summer here in Nova Scotia. One thing that connects all of life on Earth is the amazing substance we call water. This morning we'll be partaking of a ritual that is shared by many Unitarian Universalist congregations. Water is the perfect symbol of the mystery and the beauty that we celebrate in our worship services. It's colorless, it's clear, it's odorless, yet it's so magnificently sensual, tactile, refreshing, and essential in our lives. It's renewed and recycled by processes that are self-regulated by Mother Earth. Every time it rains pennies from heaven. It falls freshly distilled on the face of the earth, 500,000 cubic kilometers every day. An average of 39 inches of rain over the entire surface of the globe every year. That's your fun fact for today. This morning, water is our symbol for the renewal and the reinvigoration of our life together in this, the Universalist Unitarian Church of Halifax. Today's service involves the blending of waters that have been brought to the service by members of the congregation or that are representative of waters that have special meaning for the person who pours them. I'll begin by adding water to our common bowl that is saved from last year's blending of the water service. Each year after the service, we take the water, boil it actually, and filter it, and put it away for next year. And for that, I'm indebted to Elizabeth Greenhavens, long-time member of the congregation who passed away last year. So this is water from last year, but there are molecules in there from every year before since we started the process. And now I invite anyone present who bought some water with them, or we have magic water here that immediately takes on the characteristics of water from wherever you can imagine. I invite you to come forward to bring that sample of water representing something important in your life. And again, if you didn't bring water, we have a picture of water here. So I'd ask you to form a line on the left, if you would like to, and allow Eileen to assist you with pouring and the microphone. And as you pour the water into the common bowl and it mingles with the water brought by others, I invite you to share its significance to you in one sentence. Please keep your comments brief so that all who want to can participate. And then, here's a challenge to everybody, and maybe James or someone will help, or Paul will help with that guitar. I didn't give them much of a heads up on this, but I encourage the congregation to sing one line from My Soul is Welcome Here. I'm getting the message loud and clear. My soul is welcome here. Can we practice that? I am getting the message loud and clear. My soul is welcome here. That may be the wrong Keith. I've got to wait for this. Welcome here. Thank you.